Call Back the Past.
I feel fine. Capital is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous. Roger, turnaround has started. Capital turning around, and I could see the booster doing turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
John Glenn speaking from space as he orbits the Earth in 1962. While John Glenn became the first American in orbit in 1962 and the satellite Telstar was launched, geographical changes were being made to the maps of the Earth down below.
Firing has been going on throughout the day here, following a wild night in Algiers. I'm here, crouched down behind a pillar. The soldiers are deployed all around. Two armored cars at the about 35 yards away.
Street fighting in Algeria, hot spot of a troubled 1962. Within the year, France relinquished its hold over the territory, and the revolutionary leader Ahmed Ben Bella took over as premier. Jamaica, Uganda, and Tanganyika attained independence, and while Kenneth Kaunda took over the first black-controlled government of northern Rhodesia, South African Prime Minister Verwoerd announced plans for the future independence of the Transkei. Meanwhile, amid scenes of splendor in Rome, Pope John opened the Ecumenical Council. Real-life spy stories dominated the news of 1962. U-2 pilot Gary Powers was given to the United States in exchange for Russian spy Rudolf Abel. Robert Sublin, sentenced to life for spying in America, fled to Jordan. On being extradited, he arrived in London, and when he was refused asylum by the British Home Secretary, he committed suicide there. Good news and a source of income for Britain was the continued success of the mop-headed Beatles.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her.
British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, in an effort to restore the Conservative Party's fortunes, dismissed 7 cabinet ministers. While in the United States, the admission of James Meredith as the first Negro to the University of Mississippi caused a clash between the state and the United States Justice Department. President Kennedy was also in the hot seat in 1962 when steel producers raised their prices after he had frozen them.
The Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission are examining the significance of this action in a free competitive economy. And I am informed that steps are underway by those members of the Congress who plan appropriate inquiries into how these price decisions are so quickly made and reached.
The theater of 1962 flourished with plays like Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Robert Bolt's A Man for All Seasons, and The Night of the Iguana by Tennessee Williams. There was also Robert Preston in The Music Man.
76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons.
Catherine Ann Porter's Ship of Fools was one of the best-selling books of 1962. Other titles, The Red Line by James Jones, Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Alexander Solzhenitsyn's One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. The Nobel Prize for Literature of 1962 went to American novelist John Steinbeck. In the United States, a setback, which was thought to be the end of the career of Richard Nixon, as he lost the race for California governorship to Ed Brown.
As I leave you, I want you to know, just think how much you're going to be missed. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Meanwhile, the United Nations was in financial trouble as member states failed to pay their dues. Secretary General Entente.
The UN depends on three M's for the peacekeeping operations. There's money, men, and materials. If we don't get these three M's, I think the future of the UN is, if I may say so, quite gloomy.
Adolf Eichmann was kidnapped and taken to Israel for trial and eventually executed there. While the world stood aghast as evidence grew against the side effects of thalidomide as the cause for congenital malformation of babies. In the year in which Marilyn Monroe died of an overdose of pills, Best Movie was voted as Lawrence of Arabia, while Anne Bancroft received Best Actress Award for her part in The Miracle Worker. Other movies, The Longest Day with John Wayne, Burt Lancaster as the Birdman of Alcatraz, Marcello Mastroianni in Divorce Italian Style, and the musical Gypsy.
Things look swell, things look great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Stopping here, stopping now. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks. We've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's our innings. Stand this world on its ear. Set it spinning. That will be just the beginning.
Two air disasters in 1962. 92 lives lost in a Boeing crash in Lima, Peru. And the worst disaster involving a single aircraft when another Boeing crashed on takeoff in Paris with a death toll of 130. In Rhodesia, Edgar Whitehead's United Federal Party was defeated by Winston Field's right-wing Rhodesian Front, while Southwest Africa was visited by UN members of a special commission to investigate that area, Chairman Dr. Carpio and Vice Chairman de Martinez. Though Carpio announced that they were happy with the situation while in South Africa, he made an astonishing turnabout and denounced the Republic when he returned to the United Nations, claiming that his coffee was poisoned while he was in this country. Meanwhile, in Germany, tension mounted with fresh incidents at the Berlin Wall.
In a demonstration of inhumanity, the communists shot would-be escapees as they raced across the no-man's land between East and West Berlin, then let them lie there as they bled to death. The Germans decried both the communist brutality and the West's failure to aid the wounded escapees.
Top men at sport in 1962, Sonny Liston beating Floyd Patterson for the world heavyweight boxing title, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus winning the British and American Open Golf Championships respectively, and Rod Laver with a grand slam of all four major tennis tournaments. At rugby, South Africa beat the Lions 3-0 with one test drawn.
Comes at the line out, back it goes to Jeeps. Jeeps, I can't see. Jeeps has gone down under the mass of forwards moving around there, and no ball, but there is a whistle. And no doubt something will disentangle itself from that. And I would think probably the Lions will get the scrummage. They do, but South Africa get a fine shove on there. Before the ball goes in, they gain a bit of ground. Jeeps has it. Jeeps out to Waddle. Waddle opens up, gives to Kenny Jones. Jones slips through, gives to Waddle. Waddle knocks on. And the referee lets advantage go as Lou gets it to Gainsford. Gainsford going for the corner flag. He's in. Gainsford is in. Gainsford has scored.
Chiller of the year was the eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation between America's President Kennedy and Russia's Nikita Khrushchev over the Soviet missile base in Cuba.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country. If our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again, by either friend or foe. To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated.
Kennedy's no-compromise attitude won the day, and Khrushchev backed down.
I have today been informed by Chairman Khrushchev that all of the IL-28 bombers now in Cuba will be withdrawn in 30 days.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.